Members of Cologne's Jewish community gathered from early morning in anticipation of Pope Benedict's arrival, and there was excitement in the air when the Holy Father's car arrived just before noon. Pope Benedict was greeted with a warm handshake by Rabbi Nathaniel Tettelbaum, who then led the Holy Father to the memorial to the 6 million victims of the Nazi Holocaust, where Pope Benedict stood in silent reflection while the rabbi chanted the Kaddish, the traditional Jewish prayer for the dead. Cologne is the oldest Jewish community in Germany, and as the Pope entered the main hall of the synagogue, the congregation gave him a standing ovation, and the choir sang Shalom Aleichem, or Peace be with you. A shofar, the familiar ram's horn from Jewish liturgy, was blown before the recitation of the scriptures, and Pope Benedict sat while a passage from the book of Genesis was chanted in Aramaic, and Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd," was chanted in Hebrew. After welcome addresses from the president of the synagogue and the rabbi, Pope Benedict was again greeted by applause and a standing ovation when he rose to address the congregation.
Shalom lechem.
The Holy Father warned of the dangers of rising anti-Semitism and hostility towards foreigners. Making only the second visit by a pope to a synagogue, Pope Benedict said that today, sadly, we are witnessing the rise of new signs of anti-Semitism and various forms of a general hostility towards foreigners. The pope underlined his commitment to dialogue with the Jewish people, saying that he wished to reaffirm that he intended to continue on the path towards improved relations and friendship with the Jewish people. Progress had been made, the Holy Father said, but much more remains to be done. He told the congregation that we must come to know one another much more and much better. Referring to the Nazi Holocaust, the Pope said that in the 20th century, in the darkest period of German and European history, an insane racist ideology born of neo-paganism gave rise to the attempt, planned and systematically carried out by the regime to exterminate the European Jews. More than 11,000 Jews from Cologne died in Nazi concentration camps, while the synagogue itself was destroyed by the Nazis in 1938. The Jewish community has swelled in recent years thanks to an influx of Jews from the former Soviet Union and now numbers some 5,000 members. The Pope called for further joint efforts between Jews and Christians. However, he said, it was important not to paper over the differences. I would encourage, he said, sincere and trustful dialogue between Jews and Christians, for only in that way will it be possible to arrive at a shared interpretation of disputed historical questions, and above all, to make progress towards a theological evaluation of the relationship between Judaism and Christianity. The Holy Father emphasized the importance of Christians and Jews working together to make the world a better place, saying that the gaze should not only be directed to the past, it should also look forward to tasks that await us today and tomorrow. The Holy Father told the congregation that our rich common heritage and our fraternal and more trusting relations call upon us to join in giving an even more harmonious witness. He said that Jews and Christians must work together on the practical level for the defense and promotion of human rights, the sacredness of human life, for family values, for social justice, and for peace in the world. Reflecting on the fact that Jews and Christians share the same scriptures in the Old Testament, the Pope said that this is a shared legacy and commitment. The Ten Commandments we find in the Old Testament, he said, are not a burden, but a signpost showing the path leading to a successful life.
In deren Gaskammern Millionen von Juden.
He said, this is particularly the case for the young people who I am meeting in these days and whom are so dear to me. My wish, he said, is that they may be able to recognize in the laws of God a lamp for their steps, a light for their path. He said that adults have the responsibility of handing down to young people the torch of hope that God has given, so that never again will the forces of evil come to power, and that future generations, with God's help, may be able to build a more just and peaceful world in which all people have equal rights and all are equally at home.